Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator. I'm Joel Brookman. Today we continue our discussion on self-awareness. And I want to talk today about the concept of feedback. One thing we know about self-aware people is they're constantly what I'll call fine-tuning their external perception. They're open to feedback from others. They don't take it personally, and this is especially true in business. And then what they'll do is they'll filter that feedback. They'll consider the source, and they'll think about, okay, does this resonate with me? Does this make sense? And once they do that, they'll use that input to then fine-tune the actions that they're taking. So if you think about it from the standpoint of the self-aware business owner, what she'll do is she'll listen to the input that she gets from her customers. She'll listen to the input that she gets from her employees. She'll look into the credibility of each source that she's getting that feedback from, and then implement the changes to address the most critical issues. And so what that allows her to do is to identify blind spots. It allows her to gain a perspective that she may not have otherwise. Because anything you do, right, once you're with it long enough, sometimes it gets very difficult to see it from an outsider's perspective. And to truly be self-aware, those are things that you want to take in. You still want to find out, what are other people saying? Does this work or does this not work? Especially in business. Because if you don't do this, what happens is your ego takes over and you think you know better. And that's a very, very dangerous place to be. Because people that have very big egos, if you think you know best, you don't listen. And if you don't listen, ultimately, that's going to lead you down a path. Because if you think you know better than everybody else, sooner or later, you're going to be wrong. And that self-aware person is in tune to that and realizes that they don't have all the answers themselves. And that sometimes it makes sense to get opinions from other people, to get feedback from other people, and to really measure results. And that's really the key, or one of the keys, I should say, to the feedback process within self-awareness. If you know anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link. And the link's joelbrookman.com. And just suggest that they subscribe. From there, they can click on other links to iTunes or to Stitcher to pull in the podcast. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to talk about understanding the why that's behind self-awareness. For today, I just want you to look at yourself and ask yourself, do you take feedback from others well? Right? Or do you, how does it resonate with you? And what do you do with the feedback that you get from other people? Do you use it to make changes in yourself? Or do you just get very defensive when it comes in? But I would suggest to you to just be open to feedback, to ask people what they think, okay? And then take it to heart. Don't listen to everything everybody tells you, but consider the credibility of the source. Consider how many people are telling you the same thing. And if you're hearing it from a lot of people and you determine those people to be credible, then maybe it's a sign that you should change your course of action.